that may be the big difference in it there, Dan.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. And I'm not sure, like I say, what the score is there. But I hated it, but because they was an old company, and kind of really hated that. But anyway, maybe it'll help our business grow some more there over.
Would help in this area anyway.
Roger that, yeah. Especially if people start flying again. And if this virus ever goes away in at all, or they find an antidote or get it under control where they got something to treat it with and everything like that, people start flying again, business will really pick up then, over.
I'm sure it will. You know, a lot of folks fly in and rent a car and use it for a little while, and they take it back, or you go pick it up, and they go from there. But, well, I'm with you. I'm ready for things to start picking back up, getting back to a little closer to some type of normalcy.
Yes, sir. You and me both. And you and me both, Gary. I'm about tired of this stuff, and when we went back to work, you know, we have to wipe the cars down and all inside and everything and spray them and wipe everything down. We have to wear a mask the whole time we're there. And of course, once we get out on the road, we take the mask off, but as long as you're around the office and all that, around there, around other people and all, we have to have our mask on and all that stuff. And supposedly when we deal with the customers and all, too, there, you know, at the different dealers and all, we have to wear a mask and all then, over.
What they require you to do, Dan, I don't blame you for doing it. I did see something I thought was kind of comical the other day. I saw two different cars with two different folks in it. And they were by themselves, and they both had on masks. I said, what in the world? They must either going to pick somebody up or drop somebody off or something. When I'm in the car by myself, I don't put my mask on. There ain't nobody in there to get me sick but me.
Roger that, Gary. And this is WB4FEE with KF4DOS, yeah, and I agree with that 100%. And, you know, even I've seen people walking, you know, out here walking, just doing their exercise. And you see them walking way down the sidewalk out here, in a house or nothing, nowhere around them, nowhere close. They walking and doing their jogging and all down there, and they got a mask on. I don't see how in the world they do it, because I have a problem breathing. You know, when I'm over there, when I go to the gym over there, we have to wear one to get in that building, and we have to wear one the whole time we're in there at the gym and all. And it is hard to breathe with that thing on when you're exercising and moving around. And for somebody to be out here in this heat, jogging or walking, and there's nobody else and nothing else around them, and they're wearing the mask, something got to be wrong with them somewhere there, over.
Yeah, I don't know, Dan. You know, it each his own. But I don't believe if I was out jogging or walking the dog or something, I don't believe I'd wear a mask. I don't wear one out in the garden. I'm breathing on the bees, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, you didn't happen to see old buddy over at the gym this morning, did you?
No, I hadn't seen Buddy over there in a while. He always came over early. My time is set up right now from 9 to 10. And Buddy was always over. When I saw him over before, he was already over there when I got there, even when I got there early. Buddy got in there about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning and got his done and over with, and we're ready to leave most of the time when I got there, over.
Yeah, he always told me he went early, but, you know, y'all did cross paths every once in a while, and I was just wondering if you saw him.
Yeah, I used to catch him over every once in a while, but I hadn't seen him at all since they reopened and let us back in. So, and I've been intending to call him and talk to him and see whether or not he was still going. I don't know if he started back yet or not, over.
Either. I haven't talked with Buddy. He's checked in with me a time or two on the net, but I hadn't talked with him much. But I'm like you. I need to get off my lazy fingers and pick the phone up and call somebody.
Roger that. Yeah, I know how it is, man. When I'm on the road, a lot of times when I'm on the road, I think about people I need to call. Is that, if I got their number, sometimes I'll call them and talk to them while I'm going down the road, because that's when I can think better when I'm driving. And so I'll talk to them going down the road. But time I get off and get home, I done forgot who I was going to call, Earl.
That, Dad.
Roger, I know it's not the best thing to do to drive a dog on the phone, but the thing about it is I don't let the phone get in my way of my driving either. So I don't do no texting or nothing like that. So I never take my eyes off the road either, over.
Anything, you know, you can talk on the phone as long as it don't distract you too terribly bad. You sure don't want to get in kind of some kind of argument or something on the phone and get all upset when you're out there driving, but you know, the phones are a good thing, and but they can be a bad thing too. You know, you got to try to do the best you can with them, and do your best to stay safe, because ain't nobody gonna look out for you but you.
That's exactly right, and you got to be looking all the way around you the whole time too. I mean, the front, the back, the sides. You got to know what's going on around you and what's coming up behind you there, okay?
Yeah, we was raised that way, and that's the way we were taught to drive. But some of these people out there now, I don't know how they can lay down and drive. I don't see how they can see over the steering wheel or see through the steering wheel, you know, between the steering wheel and the top of the steering wheel and the dash. But some of them are laying down so far you can't hardly see them.
Roger that. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that too. But I tell you something that beats it all is that you pass a car and somebody going down the road and a book laid up on the steering wheel or a newspaper one, and they're reading a book or a newspaper going down the road. Over.
It's enough to scare you to death, ain't it?
Absolutely that. Hey, it makes you wonder if there ain't no more wrecks than they are there. Over.
That's very true, Dan. Ain't no doubt.
Well, I'll go ahead and back on out of here and let you pick up some more there. Maybe you can get another group there before you sign off. But you have a good one. Tell Miss Jarvis say hello, and don't get overheated out there in that garden, man. It sounds like you got a lot to do out there. So, Gary, 7-3 to you. Take it easy. Have a good one. This is WB4FEE Clear with you, and enjoy talking to you.
Well, I enjoyed it thoroughly. Tell Joan we said hello. And Dan, I'd much rather be out there in the garden than what I was doing Monday. I got the pressure washer out and washed the back of the house. I tell you what, I thought washing my truck was hard. Well, I tell you what, you start washing the house, it gets big quick. Anyway, you take care. Have a great evening, what's left of it. And again, tell Joan we said hello. Y'all go down there and get you some tomatoes. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
DOS. Gary, K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. Negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recheck, I got you. Be right back to you. And we'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, over there down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Wayne we said hello. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Recheck, go ahead.
This is WA4KC1. Will you give me an audio report? I think it's something wrong with my microphone. I don't know.
For sounding good now, but when you first checked in with me, I mean, you didn't have hardly any audio, but you're good now.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary. 73, WS4KC.
Okay, Juan, you take care. Tell Melvin and Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Y'all stay safe and stay well. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Inquiry, W4DOS. Yes, sir. Is Anderson going to have their ham fest? I've been waiting and kind of listening in, and I just let you know they're going to have one.
Heard about Anderson, so I really don't know as far as that goes. Randy up in Asheville asked me if the Blue Ridge Club was going to have theirs over in Spartanburg. As far as I know, they are still on for September the 12th. But I haven't heard anything about Anderson.
Well, I'll try to keep listening. And y'all have a great evening there. I was just kind of inquiring and stuff. Y'all have a good evening there, and you and that lovely wife of yours. W4DOS, will be clear on your final.
Well, sorry I couldn't help you any more than that, but if I hear anything, I will put it out here on the net. So we'll go from there. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That's going to about wrap it up this evening. Appreciate each and every one of you that came in and checked in with us tonight. Come back tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. I'll tally my net reporter up and send it over to the computer and let it do its thing here in just a minute. Folks, we had a grand total of 67 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you. Again, come back tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt WG4MC, a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.